the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, and this is Idaho Matters. In March, Meridian Canine Rescue faced a rent hike that they couldn't meet and had to move their operations. They asked the community for help for the move, and donations poured in. Now the dog rescue and training operation is moving into their new digs. They're on a private farm in Emmett. We wanted to check in and see how they're doing. So joining us now is Karina Lozano, the Meridian Canine Rescue Board President. Hi, Karina. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Samantha?
Good. Tell us about the rescue operation. What exactly do you do?
Sure. So Meridian Canine Rescue has been in the community for more than 16 years. We started as an animal control for the city of Meridian several years ago, and more than 8 years, you know, at a Humane Society, took the government contract for the Treasure Valley. So we just moved to be a private animal welfare organization. And in the past 5 years, we decided to complement the great work the Idaho Humane Society and West Valley does as a big rescue. So we are mainly focused on low stress shelter environments and also into dogs with behavioral issues that normally wouldn't do well in a high stress environment like big shelters. So what we do mainly is just use our behavior dog training knowledge to help and rehabilitate dogs in our care. And at the same time, our main focus is to help the community, providing resources to pet owners that may struggle with some undesirable behaviors in their dogs, and just give them some training, some resources, any local trainer names that they can go to, videos, any method to help them manage that behavior so the pet can stay in the homes. So our mission is mainly save life through storytelling and education. So we have a combination of education, advocacy, free resources, and also rehabilitate our dogs in our care.
And your rent went up in March, so you had to move. The community really helped out. So where are you now? You're in Emmett, right?
Yes. So we have been in Meridian for the past 7 years. So our lease was expiring around January, and we got the news that it was just increasing a lot. You know, of course, the cost of renting in Meridian went really high the past few years. So we just couldn't stay there, and we decided to move. We had that project for years now. It was a 3-year project, but we have to rush it in 3 months. So we went public and we asked people to help us, and the support that we got was amazing. We really didn't believe we were going to be able to move. So we moved to our new farm in Emmett in March 31st. So we are in the process of settling. We have almost 15 acres that is in agricultural zone. So it's a really quiet, open space where our dogs are living on a house environment. So we have a small house there, and every dog lives inside in a room. So we currently have 4 dogs out of the 6 that we used to have in Meridian. We got 2 adopted while we were moving out. And we are working in getting our permit with the county so we can have more dogs in our property. Right now, they are in foster care until we get our permit to be able to have more than 4 dogs. We are looking to build dog housings, outdoor weatherproof for them. So it's an isolating, think about it like a mini cabin for them where they will live. We are planning to add 6 of them so in the property. So our goal for our first year is to have 10 dogs at all times. So it's a huge project, but we are just trying to work on it in the incoming months.
So just less than a minute left. How can people help you out?
Yes. So if you guys want to visit our website, www.meridianrescue.org, we are always in need of support. We just live with private donations. So any fundraising opportunities that you will see, if you need to adopt some dogs, we also have a prison program that we're running in the prison in CUNA. So it's a really important word. We have classes. So just check out our website and hopefully you get the resources and the support that we need.
And we'll put that website on our website. We've been speaking with Karina Lozano, the Meridian Canine Rescue Board president, about their new move to a new location in Emmett. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.